Psalm 32, a Maskil of David. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters they shall not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. This song exults in the wonder of forgiveness from God. What is forgiveness? It is looking a failure square in the face and wiping it from your slate. But how is forgiveness won? Only through acknowledging it squarely. Forgiveness does not come to the self-justifying. It comes only to the contrite, the honest. Note that David speaks of the one in whose spirit there is no deceit. This is a picture of the way to be forgiven. I acknowledged my sin to you, he says later in the psalm. One must take off the mask. Stop the pretense, humble oneself before the Lord with honest transparency. There is an inner health that is nurtured through open confession of one's sins. When we stuff down our guilt, it festers within us. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away. It feels like a death to open up in honesty about our failings, but it is actually the pathway to life and sanity. At one level, forgiveness may seem deeply unjust. How can God simply wipe away true, actual, blatant, wicked thoughts, words, and deeds? In the Old Testament, God promised forgiveness through the sacrificial system. But how could the blood of animals wash away our sins? Only as they pointed forward to the true and final sacrifice, the one to whom all preceding sacrifices pointed. In the fullness of time, God sent His own Son to be our sacrificial lamb. In Him we receive forgiveness because the punishment we deserved was poured out on Him. Reflecting on the forgiveness of sin, Martin Luther wrote, "This fountain is inexhaustible. It never fails, no matter how much we draw from it. Even if we all dip from it without stopping, it cannot be emptied, but it remains a perennial fount, an unfathomable well, an eternal fountain."